The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd Mitchell. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lynn Helms will join us in just a moment, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, who yesterday held his director's cut, it's called, where he crunches the numbers for us on how things are looking. So we look forward to that conversation. We're also going to talk a little bit about his briefing for leaders, county commissioners, auditors, and other state and local officials on his oil activity forecast during his annual address to the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. Without any further ado, welcome back to the program, Mr. Lynn Helms. Lynn, how are you today? Are you there, Lynn? I hear the phone rustling around, but I don't hear Lynn. All right, you see if you can find Lynn, Nathan.
Hey, Lynn!
And meanwhile, is Mary still there? Mary wanted to talk about. Remember, I promised Mary we wouldn't forget her, and I forgot her. How could that be? Because Mary and Bismarck had a question about the price of oil. Anyway, whatever the question is, the better person to ask about the price of oil would be Lynn Helms. Now, I don't know if there's anybody who can ask about the price of oil, because here's the honest truth on the price of oil. None of us knows. I mean, you don't have any idea. Nobody knows the price of oil, what it'll be, the economies of, okay, at what point does this mean the activity will reduce, and, you know, all of those things. So, anyway, it's a complicated thing, but if you do have questions, not only about the numbers and the historic trends and what we can learn, the guy to ask is Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Okay, is he back?
Good morning, Scott.
Now I hear you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Gonna have to have rocks in my pockets today, though, huh? That North Dakota wind is whistling out there.
It is indeed, and you know what the worst part of that is? Look how many leaves we're losing.
Yes, sir.
Kind of loud. I've been hanging on to all those, those beautiful fall colors on the trees, but we're losing leaves by the zillion today with that wind, that's for sure. Rocks in the pocket. I haven't heard that for a long time. So anyway, good to catch
it's
up.
It's true, though.
Exactly. Good to catch up with you again, Lynn. And we welcome calls, questions, comments for Lynn Helms. He'll be here till the bottom of the hour. So let's start on the price of oil. I heard some buzz yesterday about your presentation to the folks from the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. I heard the director's cut with all the national and international media, and everybody wants to know your prediction on the price of oil and, talking about where it's going to go. I mean, do we really know? Is there any? We just don't know, do we?
No, we certainly don't, Scott. I am not comfortable trying to predict where the price of oil is going to go at all. It's down 71 cents again today on the WTI price, and I'm seeing a significant amount of press coming out in the international press, especially the IEA, that International Energy Agency, saying that OPEC is really trying to put the brakes on these shale oil plays, and that they're willing to take a little bit of a black eye here in terms of the oil price they need for their budget in order to slow down this production growth from these higher-cost shale basins. So I think that there's a fair amount of that taking place, and it's likely to stay at these kind of prices or go a little bit lower for a period of time.
Did I hear correctly that the number $66 was predicted somewhere in any of your presentations?
Well, that's the current Flint Hills Resources posted price for North Dakota Sweet. So an operator that is tied to a pipeline feeding a refinery to the east of us here, either anywhere from St. Paul to Chicago, they're going to get $66 at the wellhead right now. That's going to drive a lot of folks to try to get on rail, because they can still get $83 on the East Coast or West Coast Brent price. So a big incentive to move that crude oil by rail. But yeah, if you're tied to a pipeline and a refinery contract for North Dakota light sweet crude, you're getting $66 today.
Do you see a slowdown at all as a result of the volatility in the price?
I think initially, it all depends on how long it lasts. Initially, we're going to see a lot of focus on reducing operating costs. So some of the higher water-producing wells and lower operating margin wells, especially if you look at the three counties that are sub-economic at this price, we're going to see some production fall off there. But in terms of drilling activity, most of our drilling activity is focused in that core area, those four counties that have much, much lower break-even prices than where we are. I mean, we're talking, let's just run through them here. We're talking Dunn County with a break-even of about $30 a barrel, McKenzie County right there at $30, Mound Trail at $40, and Williams at about $40. So, that drilling activity is pretty robust even at this point. But some of the outlying counties like Divide and Golden Valley and Stark, some of those, we'll see a few rigs probably when those contracts end. We'll see those rigs dropped.
The term I've heard thrown around is that the Bakken is now a resource-based play versus a price-based play. I, in my own little pea brain, take that to mean that, there's going to be ups and downs in the price of oil, but it's really not going to impact things to the degree it has in the past. But I know we're all a little jittery about, hey, is this boom bust? Is this da-da-da-da-da? Where it's a different world now. Is it, Lynn, in your view?
Oh, yeah, it certainly is. And I think you characterized it right, Scott. It's more of a resource play than a price-driven play. And so when you look at the four or five counties, they're going to see some ups and downs based on price and budgets and how much capital you can raise. But the resources there, the risks are extremely low, and it's just a matter of cash flow and how much you can spend. So a lot less of a factor with regards to oil price than it ever used to be in the oil and gas business in North Dakota. Back in the previous boom, when the best you could hope for was one well out of three being a producer and probably one out of 10 making serious money, then price was an enormous factor. But it's not so much of a factor now when you're looking at a resource and you're looking at very low risks with regards to well productivity and essentially.
Did we lose you, Lynn?
Produce or not.
Okay, I lost you for a quick second there. And that's why you see something like Whiting and Kodiak merging, and that's probably a good thing, right? In other words, in the sense of removing that, when you got somebody as big as they now will be, right? And you got a Continental, and you got an EOG, and you got a ConocoPhillips, and the big boys. This is not a big deal in their world. In other words, sometimes mergers and bigger is not necessarily better, but in the case of the fluctuations there in a resource-based play, that's okay, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And this kind of price pressure, along with the pressure to reduce flaring, has a tendency to drive some of those mergers and acquisitions. So the folks that are a little bit smaller, if they're a good fit for one of the big companies, like Whiting or Statoil or somebody, and they really don't have the cash flow to make things keep going at sub $70 oil, and they're struggling to reach the gas capture goals, makes them a great acquisition target. And so the bigger companies are able to cash flow this thing and raise the venture capital and keep the ball rolling, even in light of the price pressure and the effort to reduce flaring.
How about the impact on the state budget as an example? I mean, I was joking earlier that, if you're filling up today, you like the fact the price of oil is coming down. If you're in a cubicle crunching budget numbers at the Capitol, you're in a full-fledged panic. Do you see this rippling through the halls of the Capitol?
Well, I see it affecting how we look at the next biennium and how much money the legislature has to spend. But this is exactly why we have always tried to stay on the conservative side of the production curve and the price curve, so that when good things happen, like this 4-year run in crude oil prices, and rapid growth, we had extra money to put into grants and things like this strategic investment fund. But if bad things happen, we had enough money to keep the wheels turning and keep the base projects going. So you always have to stay on that conservative side. And I realize that people will criticize you for it, but as late Senator Stingham told me, they might criticize you for being conservative, but if you overpromise and underdeliver, they will kill you and eat you.
rest his soul. One of those great pearls of wisdom from Bob Stingham. I love it. All right, we have a call that has a question. We're going to save that for the other side of the break. Also, want to talk about flaring increasing as well in the last snapshot. Wondering if we've got any progress on the federal permitting that would reduce that. That I know you've told us about before, and some other questions we're going to tackle. Questions and comments. Welcome to Perlin Helms on What's on Your Mind, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Resources today on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Let's question for our guest, Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Go ahead and roll that, Chris.
Scott, John, Grand Forks. My question is, you being out in Western Dakota, talk to people and producers out there, what's the bottom dollar amount per barrel where it's too expensive to pull it out of the ground? So that would be a bad thing.
Sure.
Thank you.
So your question is with regards to at what point do they start to actually shut producing wells down, not just continue drilling, but start to shut producing wells down. And that number is down in the $30 to $40 a barrel range, where they actually start to see the inability to keep up with the operating costs and start shutting wells off. So we're a long ways from that oil price of $30 to $40 a barrel at the wellhead, where even the high-cost producers start shutting in.
Yeah, it's different than what we talked about earlier, which is a county-by-county break-even price, right?
Right, and that break-even price, what I'm talking there is for continued investment in drilling and fracking new wells, where, you know, what's the price at which they can still get a 10 to 20% return on investment?
And how do you know that, Lynn? I mean, do the companies all share this information? How do you know the individual economics of company by company to be able to come up with a county by county break-even price? How do we know that?
Well, actually, we have an economic model here at DMR that we run, and we initially built it 4 or 5 years ago and walked through it with the different companies to make sure that we were that it was accurate, that it was run properly. So every month, we input the new IP rates and decline rates for wells in that county into that economic model and take a look at those break-even prices for a 10% discounted rate of return. So we have an economic model that we run here. We never try to look at it company by company. Each company is going to be a little different, has some different needs, but that's why it's a county-wide average at a 10% discounted rate of return.
We're taking this million barrel a day deal kind of for granted because we even had talked about the numbers, but let's just briefly talk about the latest snapshot, the newest month, and what the numbers look like in the way of growth.
Yeah, well, we had 1.6% growth in oil production, 3.5% in gas production. That is low for an August oil production increase. You know, the last 2 years we had 4% and 4%. And I think that's because of the pressure on flaring. Discussions with several operators indicated that they have anywhere from 20 to 40 wells that they have drilled, but they've held off on the completion and the fracking until the gas lines could be there and they could meet those flaring capture requirements. So we are seeing a slowdown in terms of well completions and production growth as a result of that emphasis. And I'm not saying that's all wrong. It's just the industry responding to public pressure and regulatory pressure to get those flaring numbers down.
And there is a new flaring deadline now in place that that took effect on October 1. Capture took a slight hit here too, not much. But you told us last time that one of the biggest pain points on the flaring is getting the Hess gas plant up to a speed which it can't do until a federal permit happens. So the federal government, who I believe EPA and others don't like flaring, seems to be the hold up in reducing flaring. So what the heck's going on there?
Well, I share your frustration, Scott, and we are pushing all the buttons we can push. But you're right. Here sits the Tioga gas plant operating at less than 70% of capacity because we're waiting on federal approval to lay about a half a mile of natural gas, high-pressure natural gas pipeline. And we have a similar situation that's about to hit us over there at Garden Creek, where there's about a 1.6-mile section that's waiting on federal approval. Both of those are keeping about 50 million cubic feet a day in the field when it should be in a processing plant and should be getting processed. So we keep pushing their buttons, and we really need them to move now because we have to get those lines in during the 15 construction season. We've missed the 14 construction season, and so we are where we are. I think the other interesting thing in the numbers was that flaring or capture on Fort Berthold took a big hit. On the reservation, we're only capturing 65% of the gas. So flaring is up significantly there as the gatherers on the reservation have struggled to get right away and keep their systems up and operating. And we're going to need our federal partners and our tribal partners to work with us on that, too.
All right, lightning round for the last 3 minutes left here on two questions. One, you, speaking of the feds, some concerns you raised yesterday about waters and species regulations from the feds. What's the impact on the industry there?
Well, this new Waters of the U.S. Definition that's out there for comment, please comment on that. You've got till November 14th. It is not a good rule. It's not good for ag, and it's not good for energy because it's going to extend EPA Clean Water Act into even shallow groundwater, and so could potentially impact energy's use of shallow groundwater and irrigators' use of shallow groundwater for irrigation and for frack water supply and for production maintenance water supply. And then new and kind of big on the horizon is the Endangered Species Act, and there are several potential new listings that would could potentially impact western North Dakota. Some butterflies, some birds, and some little chub fish. And we really need to keep an eye on that and start putting together a plan as to how North Dakota is going to deal with Endangered Species Act. We're not like a lot of the other states. You know, most of the other states have hundreds of these to deal with. We're still in the teens, but it's time to get on the ball and start looking at how North Dakota is going to deal with that.
Only have 90 seconds for this answer, but we like to take questions that you're getting from forums, and there was a forum in Antler a while back where we said we're going to take one of these questions every time we chat with you, and somebody wanted to know how often oil wells and saltwater disposal wells are inspected by your department.
Sure. Well, we have goals, and our goal is to see each drilling rig once a week, each saltwater well once a month, and each oil-producing well once a quarter. In 2013, we hit 95%, 75% to 90% on those goals. So we were a little low on saltwater wells. So first half of 2014, we changed things up a little bit. We got to 98% on the rigs, 171% got caught up on the saltwater wells, and 77% on the oil wells. And so quarter three now, 99%, 184%, and 88%. The guys out there are really getting it done. I'm really proud of my troops and the boots on the ground. And we set those goals in front of them, and they're getting to those wells and watching the operators to make sure they stay in compliance.
Wow, that's something to be said. That's impressive increases in trying to meet those goals. That's good. Len, anything else? About 20 seconds left. Any headline on all of this for our listeners?
Well, I think we just got to watch this oil price and see where that thing is headed. And our big concern, of course, is the trigger price on the oil extraction tax, but we're a long ways above that. That's $52.06. It would have to drop a long ways before we get there, but that's the big bomb on state revenues. I think we're going to see continued ongoing price pressure from the OPEC countries because they don't like the shale competition.
They sure don't. That's interesting. Thanks, Len. Appreciate the time you give us. Len Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body. body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Last night, Todd. Were you all cozy and comfy there, snuggled up to your pillow and your lovely wife?
Slept like the dead.
Oh, that's a bad term. I don't like.
Well,
that.
I don't like the term like a baby because plenty of babies don't sleep.
You're up all night. I know.
I have a buddy that likes
the dead. I mean, you slept. That's true. Yeah.
So
anyway, I slept pretty well myself. Shorter than I would have liked, but, you know, just woke up. So.
Story of your life, yeah. Isn't it?
Got to the Cathedral of Learning. Yeah, it's fine to be. Anyway, listen here. My pillow is one of the reasons I sleep as well as I do. And same for Todd. And we want you to have the same night's sleep that we get by picking up the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And you know what? Because of that designation, they're celebrating. They are offering 2-for-1 on their original classic pillows now. So, listen, that's right. 2-for-1. You get it, right? That's a savings of 50% when you call and say, Scott told me to call. I got to get that deal. 800-506-9028. Or you can go to MyPillow.com if you want to do the web order. And use promo code Scott. S-C-O-T-T. Scott. Okay? Not El Scott Bo. What is that? The Scott. And anyway, the
Maha Scotty.
The 50% savings extends to more things than just the classic pillow. They got a lot of deals. I just ordered up a pillowcase, a travel pillow. They got the body pillow, and all of them are, you know, that same patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. They're machine washable and dryable like a favorite pair of blue jeans, for crying out loud. They're non-allergenic. They stay cool. There's no tossing. There's no turning. It's why they have a 10-year warranty. 60-night money-back guarantee as well. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and go for the 2-for-1 deal. It's a really good deal. All right, so it's debate season, right? And by the way, we have time to chat about whatever is on your mind between now and the top of the hour. But I asked for some reaction to folks that might have watched KFIRE TV's debate last night in the congressional race in North Dakota. You have Congressman Kevin Cramer. The Republican, you have the Democrat, George Senator, who's a state senator from Fargo, and you have Jack Seaman. By the way, all of whom have been invited to debate here on the program, and one has agreed to that, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Now the Libertarian won't even debate. Jack Seaman is like, nah, I'll pass. So I don't know if he's
wanting to be on.
Right. I mean,
demanding to be on.
Right. And then good guy.
And
weird.
Nah.
Doesn't want to debate. So anyway, whatever. I mean, can I say, you know, to me it's sort of like the measure of the man on debates. Is, you know, I'm not trying to call anybody out here, but I don't get it. I don't get why you wouldn't want to debate. Anyway, imagine this. It comes up in last night's debate. They had a debate about debates. So, and Congressman Cramer started it, right? So listen to this clip.
I love debates. I've accepted every invitation to debate. I've done it as a challenger. I've done it in open seats, and now I'm doing it as an incumbent. Because I believe that there's a moral obligation that the member of the People's House has to confront people and to listen to people as they confront him. And confront your challengers in a way that is respectful, is dignified, that digs into the issues, and that honors what the founders had in mind when they formed the People's House.
Okay, so that's Congressman Kevin Cramer saying, let's do these debates. I like doing debates. It's a good thing. Is he right or wrong? You tell me. Now, George Sinner, a few minutes later in his opening statement, started the debate over the debates. Here's what he said.
I'd just like to say, you know, I am not a great debater. Some of you probably realize that already, may have seen previous debates. I'm not a polished type of speaker. But if I thought this was a prerequisite for serving in Congress, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Todd, what do they do on the House of Representatives floor?
I would think that'd be the number one requirement. The number one prerequisite is excellent debate skills, because how are you going to get anything done if you can't?
You can't make this up. I mean, you've got to go there and debate the issues, whether it's Obamacare, which he supports, whether it's, higher taxes, which he supports, whether it's Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, which he supports, and Barack Obama, who he voted for. I mean, you go there and you debate
right
against people who are...
If you cannot debate, you're not going to get a thing done there, and then what are you doing there?
I'm like,
I'm a little surprised on that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a question from last night, by the way.
Did you watch the debate?
On KFYR
TV. You were watching it again. The show prep this guy does is amazing. So go ahead. What's your
What
question?
Exactly is a perverse incentive?
I think a perverse incentive is sort of like, how do I say this? Well, let me bing it or Google it or whatever, okay? Here, before I even look,
Bing is impressed with you. You came up with Bing before Google. That's good.
Well, Microsoft's in North Dakota. Google isn't, so I do Bing it before I do.
Oh, very good.
Anyway, but if, so here's my before I look. I think a perverse incentive says, you know, you're trying to incentivize something, but actually you're doing the reverse. This is what I think it means.
Okay. All right.
And I think the reason you're asking this question is because clearly George Sinner doesn't know what it means. So, and
his answer was perverse, wasn't it?
I tried to find on the KFYR TV website this clip from the debate because I heard it too. I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's not on their website. So I don't know if it was such an embarrassing moment that they had to airbrush it from their website or what. But it's not, I can't find it.
What's they call it now? Airbrushing?
Whatever.
It works, but...
But here is what Wikipedia says. A perverse incentive is an incentive that has an unintended and undesirable result, which is contrary to the interests of the incentive makers. Perverse incentives are a type of unintended consequence. How did I do?
So his perverse answer was actually perverse.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty funny, actually. So what you're talking about is, he said, and I think this had to do with student loans and, you know, incentives and something. I forget the actual how it was used by Congressman Cramer. But by the way, this is the second time George Sinner, a banker, clearly didn't understand what a perverse incentive is, because he said the following, and we'd play it for you if KFYR TV wasn't trying to protect him. But he said, there's nothing perverse about our students. So he was taking perverse as in sort of like perverted, I guess, or, you know.
If you're looking to become that 30-second soundbite, you say you can't be a thud.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it didn't happen.
Here it is in a sense that I think Kevin Cramer meant it as an example from Wikipedia. Funding fire departments by the number of fire calls they make is intended to reward the fire departments that do the most work. However, it may discourage them from fire prevention activities, which reduce the number of fires.
Right.
Right? Hey, we don't get money if we don't go on calls, so right. We're not exactly going to worry about whether or not your fire extinguisher is
full. Actually probably set more fires.
Yeah. How perverse can you get? George Sinner actually said there's nothing perverse about our students. So you can't make this up. I mean, and I hope to be able to play you that clip. And you know what? Everybody makes a little stumble here and there. I mean, I wouldn't even mention this if he hadn't said it twice in two debates.
If he got coached on that one, Oh, that was not good coaching.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm hoping somebody said, okay, don't ever say that again.
Right, because perverse alone means different things, right? It means awkward, contrary, difficult, unreasonable, uncooperative, unhelpful. But
unreasonable? We have a number of perverse students then by that definition.
Exactly. All right, so John, out there in Western North Dakota somewhere. John, Western North Dakota is a lot of turf, so where are you calling from today?
Say, I just caught the end of Helms. I had to laugh. The Saudis, the Middle East, they don't like this shale oil. You know why the prices are going down? Because of all this extra production in North America. Now, the Saudis have cut their production in the past. Didn't do them any good because everybody else produced a little more. And when the U.S. was in trouble, when prices were going way up, Saudis increased their production. Let's see what the production cut is going to be in North America. This is a high-priced production area. Saudis can turn on the spigots. They can compete. Let's see North America cut their production. Why should the Saudis cut their production?
So a couple things to respond to there. First of all, John, where are you calling from?
Oh, out of mine, out of ways.
Out of mine, otherwise, okay. I just, when somebody says Western North Dakota, I like to know the town because we put a little pin on the map here, and then we ask you at some point, is there good pie in the town you live in? So are you like Burlington, or are you further west yet?
Yeah, I'm right out. I'm out driving right now, so.
Got it. Okay, so anyway, put a pie pin on Burlington. No, I'm coming back to this. So anyway, let's get back to your point. I think because of the increased production, OPEC has less ability to influence the price of oil, right? So, and I think they see all these shale plays and they see them being less of a big deal than they were previously, where they used to really have us by, you know what, right? And they don't anymore. I hope I don't hear you saying we ought to slow down production in North America.
Well,
so the price
goes
back
up. The oil boys, they want the Saudis to cut production. Now, why should they cut their production? They've lost market share because of North American increases. They don't have to cut their production. As I said, it's high-priced production over here compared to Arabia.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to whine, blame the increased North American production about the price.
Yeah, that's
the whole story.
Yeah, that's a dumb story, though, John, with all due respect.
It's the truth.
Well, but are you saying we should apologize for our production, or are you just saying
who's whining about the drop in prices?
I don't think anybody's whining. They're talking about it factually in the context that it happens and it always happens. I don't hear anybody whining.
Well, let's let it drop then. Everybody will get cheaper gas. Just let it go down. No problems.
Okay,
what might happen out here in the Bakken is that you're going to drop drilling, you're going to drop a lot of construction projects.
No, you're not. No. I don't think you are. Well, it depends on drop to what, right? So certainly at some point you're
going
to have that.
Nobody knows where it's going. Let's just let the price drop. There's no problem there. You want a free market? Fine. But,
all right, John. I you're rambling on me, but I kind of enjoy the discussion, and I get where what your take is, but I can't get what you're trying to say. in other words, you like oil prices dropping like a rock? Okay, I do too when I'm filling up my truck, right? Which can cost anywhere if I don't have an option at the pump, upwards of $120. Over the last couple of months, right? Which is why I put E85 in a lot, because then it's $76. But anyway, it's another show. So I hear you when it comes to that. But on the other hand, let's just speak some truth to power here. The government in the state of North Dakota, at every level, is addicted to oil money. All right? Really, the oil companies... It costs them a lot of money. You're talking about high-priced production. You're exactly right. That doesn't cost the state a lot of money. State probably gets the best return on the oil money it gets of anybody. And the state's investing a lot, right? A lot of infrastructure going in. A lot of, you're talking about this next session, early funding for shovel-ready projects, changing the formula so they can get the money to these communities faster. All a very good thing. A very good thing, and I guarantee you it's going to happen within spitting distance of what's being proposed right now. Not in the beginning of the session, but probably by day whatever. A few days ahead of crossover for sure, right? It'll happen. Okay? But... again, the number I used earlier, do the math and what that means. And I don't know about you, but I kind of like the state of the economy in North Dakota, so I don't think I'm going to root for the price of oil to drop like a rock. And I think that's what you're doing. Could be wrong.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
PetroServe USA. When I hit the road, I fill up at a PetroServe USA location. I need to, I like 18 miles left to empty. So I'll hit the capital PetroServe USA later on here. Let's get back to the phones. Well, two things I want to do before we're done. Scott Bachmeier did us all a great favor in exposing the stupidity of this Measure 5 circus by recording a conversation that he had with somebody calling with all that money that is pouring in to try and take oil money and fuel it into ivory towers like they have done at the Ducks Unlimited headquarters. If you think Ducks Unlimited needs more headquarters like they have in downtown Bismarck, Mandan, check that out. Then vote yes on Measure 5. If you don't, then vote no. But anyway, you got to hear this call. It's hilarious. Also, there's a bombshell poll out in Minnesota 7. Congressman Colin Peterson dropped like 5 points, right? He was up 5 points in the September poll. He now is down a point to Tory Restrom. Oh, there, I told it to you. That's a game changer in Minnesota 7 right now that everybody's watching. But let's go to the calls here first. So let's see. Mike in Perm, Minnesota, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Scott. You know, I heard this about the debates, how these people are unwilling to debate. You want to let the people know. You stand for what is right, and you let the people know what you stand for. If you're afraid to stand up and debate, then it's more like you're looking out for yourself. Oh, amen. I might lose a few points in the poll. Oh, I might lose a few votes here. Stand up for what's right, and stand up and talk about it. I'm a retired JC, and believe me, we learn about public speaking. And to me, these debates, and they debate with you, and they should debate with each other, and let the people decide. Don't be afraid.
That's what they're worried about, Mike. Honestly, it isn't me. It isn't, and we don't look when we host a debate. I don't debate them. I mean, the pharmacy measure, right? Everybody's still talking about that great debate. They want another one. I didn't debate either side. The listeners ask questions. That's called access. So they aren't worried about me. They're worried about the listeners, and they know they're darn smart on this program, so they don't want any part of it. Again, that's why the Measure 5 folks have never come on this program, because they can't defend this stuff against the common-sense callers. Mike and Taylor, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I apologize if I heard this wrong. I just jumped in the pickup and heard you talking about the oil prices. And you said something to the effect that you didn't think that anything would really slow down. You're incorrect there, because if the prices stay where they're at or go any lower, about $74 to $75 a barrel is what it costs them to get the oil out of the ground.
No, it's not true. It's actually lower than that. That's what Lynn Helms was given, the break-even number county by county. And then we had somebody call and say, what time do they just not even take any more oil out of the ground? And that's like 30, 40. So here's the big worry on the price of oil. At the projected average rate of production over the next biennium, there's a $100 million swing for every dollar the price of oil drops. So that's a $500 million for every $5. So if it goes from 80 to 75, that's $500 million that goes out of the ability for, you know, government to spend money. That's the worry. It isn't, honestly, in my opinion, unless the absolute bottom falls out of price where they're not going to drill anymore, Mike. I love the discussion, but I got to get this in. Roll Scott Bachmeyer talking to a Measure 5, calling, trying to swing Scott Bachmeyer's vote on Measure 5. Listen to this.
So my name is Scott. I was calling on account of Measure 5. I was just wondering if we can get your support on voting yes for Measure 5 to help devote a portion of existing oil and gas taxes towards protecting our North Dakota way of life.
Okay, explain Measure 5 more to me then. I mean, that's pretty vague explanation, isn't it?
Yeah, I already went to the next page of my script here. I can't go back, but what I remember is helps protect water and hunting and fishing areas, and will help create new parks, community parks in the communities.
Okay. And as far as I know, you can't hunt in parks.
Well, no.
So explain how it's going to help hunting and...
It helps protect hunting and fishing areas.
Yeah, how so, please? If you could explain that, that'd be great.
Well, I do not have that information, but there's a website you can go to that has all the extra additional information you can need.
Okay, and what else did you say? It was water?
Yeah, it helps protect clean water.
Okay, how so?
I don't know exactly how, but like I said, the website has all the information. I'm just calling from a third party helping with this poll here.
Okay. And where are you calling out of?
Well, I'm not allowed to dismiss that information.
What would that matter?
I don't know. They just don't want us to... it's some kind of bylaw.
Okay. Are you calling... Can you say if you're calling in-state or not?
I'm calling from out-of-state.
Okay. Okay. How often do you come to the state of North Dakota?
I've actually never been to North Dakota.
Okay.
Okay, if you would like that website.
Yeah, I want to give you that website one more time. Just take the website so I don't have to answer these questions.
My script. My script. Where's my
That's
script?
So priceless. And by the way, that says everything you need to know about Measure 5.
Do you have your script ready for today?
Yeah.
I got my script here so I know what to say today.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what my script says, and I don't need a script to say it. $4.8 billion is 400 schools, 282 hospitals, 88,000 law enforcement officers, and 1,000 miles of four-lane highway. And that would all
We'd love to find that guy and have him on the show now.
So we wouldn't be able to spend on that, but we would be able to spend on new DU headquarters in downtown Bismarck. You can't make it up. Steve and Bowman, quickly, 20 seconds and it's yours.
Well, we've got the two trains headed for each other down the same track. We've gone through this a few times. The oil booms are like a modern-day gold rush nowadays.
All right, I hear you, Steve, but I got to tell you, it's a different time. But it's a debate we should have. It's a debate we should welcome and talk about it. It's a resource-based play, not a price-based play, but I hear you. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash talking about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.